From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. After months of worry running up to the Games, the venues at the Athens Olympics are receiving high marks. Among them, a man-made whitewater slalom course for canoe and kayak events. For 4 days, paddlers competed there in front of sold-out crowds. Adam Burke reports from Athens.
As British kayaker Campbell Walsh pounds his way through frothing rapids, some 8,000 fans cheer him on, but no one louder than his friends and family who wave the Union Jack and jump up and down on a grassy bank just above the race course. Proud mother Shellick says Walsh's technique has made him a medal favorite this year in the one-man kayak slalom.
Precision as he comes down the course, straight through the middle of the gates, not trying to cut corners where you lose time by limboing. Very, very proud today.
And in this semi-final run, Campbell Walsh posts an almost perfect time, moving to the lead for the finals. The new canoe and kayak slalom facility in Athens looks like a cross between a water park and Legoland. A rubber conveyor belt draws racers up from a holding pond to the race start. They paddle down a 919-foot-long concrete sluiceway that corkscrews in front of spectators. Along the way, it drops 23 feet. And instead of the boulders and banks of a natural river, the course is lined with giant green and blue plastic rocks. Like Legos, these pieces are movable or removable, so the course is completely different than the one paddlers confronted here in the Slalom World Cup last February. As a civil engineer, Campbell Walsh's father, Isaac, takes a double interest in the course construction.
There are infinite number of positions that they can put these plastic elements into, and it just creates an opportunity to have a different type of river every time they have a World Cup here.
In addition to rapids, this venue offers a unique challenge to paddlers.
One of the disadvantages of this course is because it's salt water, there's a lot of white froth, and the paddlers find it more difficult to read the eddy lines and the currents because everything's white. Normally you'll see white only where there is turbulence, and it takes a special paddler to add that particular skill to all the other skills they need in this sort of course.
In an arid country without enough fresh water for a major river, course designers turned their eyes to the Mediterranean Sea, and they've created the only saltwater slalom course in the world. British paddler Stuart Bowman, who competed in the two-man canoe slalom race, says this factor gives the event a not-so-pleasant feel all its own.
The main thing for me is when the waves hit you in the face, sometimes you get salt in your eyes and it stings a bit, and whenever you finish, you've always got the taste of salt in your mouth, which isn't particularly pleasant.
Still, Bowman says Greece now has a world-class venue for whitewater sports.
This is just a showpiece. It's the best artificial site in the world, if not the best river in the world for us.
And Helen Reeves, who took the bronze medal in the women's single kayak for Great Britain, says the relentless pace of the course is quite challenging for competitors.
You get your face wet continuously. I mean, every second you're thinking, like it shifts from left to right. You just got to keep focusing on where you're going, because if you don't, then a split second and you're off somewhere else.
In the end, Campbell Walsh has to settle for a second place in the single men's kayak race, while French paddler Benoît Péchier takes the gold medal. I find a gang of shirtless Frenchmen celebrating in the crowd. They've cobbed together makeshift Gallic helmets using inverted push broom bristles as crests. And when the French national anthem starts up, these fellows sing along with gusto, if not grace. The canoe and kayak slalom competition ended last Friday, but now that Greece has a course considered by many to be the best in the world, the venue will likely get plenty of use next year, even with the eye-stinging saltwater. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Athens.